Proclamation number 3640 of 29th of December, 1945. Blessing of God's servants in the work. I bless all my servants on earth if they are active for my kingdom, if they are redemptively active on earth where people are in greatest spiritual adversity. I endow them with strength in order to be able to work for me. I instruct them so that they can spread the truth. I loosen their tongues as soon as they speak for me, for my teaching and my name. Thus I prepare them for their mission, which begins after I have manifestly made myself known to the world, after I have spoken to people with an iron voice which is more or less recognized by them as my voice. Then they will find a large field of work, people who, in earthly adversity and great misery, long for a word of comfort and encouragement, who desire an explanation for the immense event which brings unspeakable suffering and costs many people their lives. And then you shall give them this explanation: you shall speak for me in my name, for my teaching. You shall mention the forthcoming and reproach them for the great spiritual hardship therein. You shall preach to them about my love and thus lead them to me, so that they will now turn to me myself and desire my help. And I will bless your activity. I will give you strength to speak in such a way that you will be successful. I will make the hearts receptive for my word. I will help them to direct their senses spiritually and speak through you as is beneficial for their souls. For there is only a short time left when you can work unhindered by worldly measures, and you must use this time and be diligently active. The hardship around you will be great but bearable for my servants, so that they shall visibly feel my help and grace and proclaim me and my love. And anyone who listens to them, who allows himself to be instructed in the sincere will to do what is right, his hardship will likewise be obviously alleviated. He will noticeably feel the strength of my word which is conveyed to him through you. For thus I want everyone who is willing to recognize me. And therefore I need you as my laborers, because human mouths have to proclaim my will, because I cannot manifest myself where humanity is unbelieving or too weak in faith. I require servants on earth who are strong in faith, who are in contact with me myself and constantly fetch strength for their ministry on earth, who are knowledgeable and shall convincingly spread their knowledge to those who desire it, who call for help in physical and spiritual adversity. And I will always bless my servants' work. After all, it is of great urgency for the salvation of erring souls. And therefore try to shape yourselves first, so that I can take complete possession of you, so that I will no longer find the slightest resistance if I want to work through you. Strengthen yourselves constantly through my word. Give your soul the nourishment it needs in order to become mature for the acceptance of myself into your hearts, and then let me work through you, so that a work of salvation can begin before the end, which the souls will eternally thank you for, to whom you bring salvation in deepest spiritual hardship. Amen.